Season 2.
Hey, season 2, episode 1. What you call it?
Under the Influence. Book 2. Yeah. Under the Influence.
Yeah.
You back and better than ever.
I think we about to be the same niggas.
We gonna clean up our act a little bit, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make it to 97.5.
Yeah, because that morning show trash.
It's about the Morning Hustle.
Yeah, they got that little short thing up there. What's her name?
D.L. Hughley.
same chick. Miss something.
I know who you talking about.
Miss Tiny.
What's it? T.L. What?
No. It's song with a P. Yeah, yeah, Juicy Baby.
Yeah.
Miss Juicy Burgess.
Nah.
Same shit. Y'all built the same.
Nah.
Y'all torso long, which I live with. Everything live on you short. Like, it's weird. Like,
you gotta stop talking about little people, man.
Yeah. I don't like her, though.
Why?
I don't know.
What the hell, Miss Juicy do to you?
She probably so cool, too.
Yeah, leave her alone, man.
I don't like Wayne Collie either.
Why not?
Country Wayne? Yeah. Most annoying nigga on Instagram.
Man. I don't think he funny.
He's not.
I think he funny.
Drewski did such a meteoric, like, climb that it just made me hate, like, mid-tier niggas like Country Wayne.
Okay.
Like, Drewski, that nigga now. He was in.
And he naturally funny.
Yeah, and he in a commercial with Diddy now. Like, I mean,
I seen that.
Yeah.
I seen that.
You know what you gotta do to hang out with Diddy? Drewski did it. This is Chitty Chat coming to get to you.
What are you talking about? He sucked. He did. Wild.
Huh? He did.
We not. No. What? No. We off to a bad start.
Yeah, already. Like,
no. What the hell?
Yeah, y'all wild.
You know
as
what
shit.
You gotta do to hang out with Diddy?
Moving on.
Drink deli on, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. That shit look like dish soap. Did you see it?
The deli on?
Yeah, the new shit. Cause that's new shit that was in the commercial.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't had it, but I've seen it.
You gonna go get it? Cause I just feel like you love it.
I might try. I like tequila.
No, what's the other shit you be drinking? What was it, deli on?
Which one?
No, Avion.
Avion.
That's what it was. Yeah, cause that's Jeezy.
That's Jeezy joint.
Yeah, I got you.
So look, relationship advice. What is some relationship advice that you want to give out for going into 2021, MJ?
If you got something good, hang on to it, because there ain't nothing else out there.
Mm. Pickings are slim.
Yeah.
Well, ain't this funny?
Don't do it.
Next person. Yeah. Well, ain't this about a bitch?
Next.
So,
you
gotta expound.
Yeah, what the hell?
If you got somebody, like,
put
a ring on them.
Mm. You want like fight for your woman,
yeah,
or your man,
like.
You
into.
Not you. I'm saying
would
like
all this off. Of
Not you. I'm saying like
whatever. Yeah. So like,
love yours.
Yeah, love yours.
Mm.
Put a ring on. Beyonce said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Yeah.
Just in next.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, because I had a bad 2020 when it came to relationships. I got used as a vibrator one day.
You dated? During the pandemic?
Like a motherfucker. Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Yeah.
This nigga ain't slowed up. ain't slowed up now one bit. Now, hey, look.
You wild, boy.
His cup overflowing.
Yeah, wow.
3 months ago, nigga had a Chinese bit. I said, okay.
This something new.
From Wuhan. Huh?
Okay, yeah.
Then.
Yeah, so tell. So you said you.
Then she dry humped me into the friend zone. And we, like.
Hold on. How did that happen?
So, all right, so boom.
I just know she was driving me from the bike.
The reach around.
I mean, yeah, I would have took that over what I got. At least when I got some pleasure out of it, she would have reached around. Anyway, so, you know, I get, like, with my skin. You think somebody can reach around you?
I said, ain't nobody, that's what I said.
Because you ain't got belts that can reach around.
You gotta go to that one store.
Lane Bryant.
That one store got it.
Lane Bryant.
Hey, I find that one store in every city.
DXL, yeah, every city.
Yeah, every city, nigga.
That nigga talking about they got XLs in here. They ain't the same XL. Them bitches is wide, bro.
Boy, I was thinking Advanced Auto Parts.
You need a timing belt, bitch.
How do we get here? I thought you was about to tell your story.
That nigga said, Chad need a timing belt.
I thought we were on your story. Yeah, hilarious. Hilarious, yeah.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, finish telling your story, Justin.
See, I know my retail schedule. I don't have, like, a set schedule, per se. So, it was a Monday. I said, let's hang out. She got her kid to be babysitted or whatever. So, I go over there. We go to lunch. We get ice cream.
Where y'all go to lunch at?
Scrimp Shack.
I just was about to say cookout.
Same shit. Anyway, Scrimp Shack. And then, we just local place, got ice cream. We met her place. The whole time we had been talking, she, you know, reiterated that, you know, she was celibate. I'm like, cool, you know, I ain't tripping. 31. I actually like you. So, I mean, shit, see where it go. Get back to her house, we chilling. She climbed on top of me, start kissing me. Cool. She planted on this left leg right here and grinded that bitch out. You hear me? Mm.
Like, she nutted.
She nutted. She came, bro. So then she go on the other side of the couch like a sad fucking puppy and was like acting weird. I'm like, okay, cool. But I mean, everything was still cool. So when I'm on the way home, I don't think I told y'all this part of the story. So we would send each other music. You know, Young Thug had a little EP with four songs on it. Well, like six songs. It had songs about Climax on it.
Yeah.
So I said that to her. I thought it was fire. I didn't even put together the fact that she just came on my leg 20 minutes ago. She's like, you trying to be funny. I was like, nah, I really. So anyway, the next day, everything was cool, but she was acting kind of weird. But that day after, I said, look, something wrong. What's up? She was like, look, I really. What she say? She was like, I don't like how you almost made me end my celibacy. And she said, I really just see you as a homie, and I just think we should be friends. Man, that had me fucked up for like a week or two. Cause
so you didn't ask her to like.
You just laughing at my sorrow. Damn.
I'm trying to figure out like I would have needed some type of closure.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, bro. I ain't even fought for like 30 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I try to take your advice,
bro. She turns you into a dildo. She turned this nigga into a bullet.
Yeah.
Boy, well, y'all crazy.
Yo, what's them little machines they sit on? How was that?
The washing machine.
Yeah.
Built like a goddamn whirlpool.
No, I'll do that.
I'm gonna do it.
But yeah, she was just, and I was just like, yo, like, I know we had something. Like, what the fuck going on? Yeah. She was like, well, I just really see you as a homie. I said, man. I ain't never been so played in my motherfucking life. You really gonna use me as a bully and then just really send me on my way, bro?
She came on this nigga blue jeans, right?
Had a sweat.
Oh, yeah? It's because she ain't feel dick.
She felt dick.
It's because she ain't feel dick.
It was to the side. She picked the wrong man. You pick a side when you wake up. It's usually to the left, but like, yeah, that day I was to the right.
So what was your relationship advice going into
2020? He ain't had one. Don't get driving.
Keep shooting.
Nah, for real. Keep shooting. Keep trying. Like, I know it's a pandemic going on. It's kind of hard, but try. Love is for everybody. I don't care what they say. No matter who. Yeah. I don't know what they say. He found love.
COVID is inevitable, so.
And I don't get it. This one is the most baffling to me. Like,
because I'm fat
and ugly.
I ain't shit.
Cheesy.
You got your things.
Your personality.
You got chins though.
What's your relationship advice going into 2021?
I got dick size of a nigga that weigh 250.
So I weigh 250. So you doing bad. Ooh, rest in peace.
Choose happiness, man.
Yeah.
Like, and that can go in so many ways, so many directions. And not necessarily mean compromising all the time just for a peaceful life, but choose happiness. Do the things that you know will ultimately make you happy first, because what's going to happen is with each person being happy within the relationship is going to result in a happy relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make the other person happy. They got to be happy on their own to begin with, and then you can add to that amount of happiness that they have. So that would be my advice. Just choose happiness and let that, you know, unravel the course of how the relationship's going to go. Mm. And stop relying on your significant other to make you happy. That ain't...
Yeah. That's a one. Yeah.
You got to start with yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to start with yourself. You can't expect your significant other to love you properly and you don't know how to love yourself.
If they don't love you properly, leave.
But you gotta love yourself first. You can't ask somebody to fill a void that they can't fill.
Right.
And then be mad at them when they're not filling it. So what I'm saying? So just choose happiness, love yourself, and
you wrote that down.
Nah, I didn't, man. I took some time while y'all was bull jiving. You know, I had to think about it. Because we're tired of beating the same dead horse. We know the bullshit in relationships. Yeah. And sometimes it's just time to just be serious and let's think outside of the box for once and love yourself.
Yeah.
Be happy. Choose happiness. And that'll tell you whether or not the relationship's going to work. Now, if you're happy and the other person is bringing you down, taking your happiness away from you, now that should be a red flag. That's a sign. The other person should be adding to your level of happiness.
Right.
You know, not sucking the life out of you. So
you know how that happens? People don't love people in their love language. So, like, you need a certain type of, like, something from somebody, but they only love in the way they like to be loved.
Right.
I don't like what you like. You may not like what I like, so you can't force what you like on me. It's going to make me miserable. So...
Because I think all of us, when we talked about love languages, it was like words of affirmation. Yeah. But she come give you...
Gifts.
You just like, I don't want cool. Do you like me? Yeah. Like, right. Yeah.
Did I do a good... Like, am I doing a good job? Like, Derek, what you got? You about to... The game is to be sold, not to be told.
Huh? Did Bishop die on one of them?
No. I would say for me, I would say over-communicate. You know, in relationships, we tend to assume that our partner, whether that's male or female, knows what we're thinking. No, I'm saying like, man, whatever. Like,
I know that was just about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, we tend to assume. We tend to assume or figure that, oh, they should know what I like by now or what I want by now, you know, and that's not always the case, you know. Over-communicate, you know. Like, example, I know I feel like I'm very affectionate, you know, so not saying that, you know, Kariba says, man, I'll get tired of you telling me you love me or whatnot, but I say that to her every day, you know what I mean, and just over-communicate that, you know, and also, I feel like as men...
Do you say it every day or has it become routine?
No, I say it every day because, like, at some point of the day...
You think about how much you love him?
I do. Like, I think about the fact... I think about the fact, in the mornings, I'm leaving out at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, knowing I'm not going to be back home until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? So... In that amount of time,
and that's why we almost broke.
And you work in the kitchen on base. You a resource officer. You got the safest.
No, but you know anything can happen in between the time of me driving an hour and a half to work, me working 8, 9 hours, 10 hours to my hour and a half drive back home, you know. So, you know, in case, you know, I don't make it home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to think like that, but, you know, at least, you know, she can say.
He did tell me he loved me before he left.
Right.
Yeah.
I
don't
know, because I've seen him.
Oh, man.
No, but so I would say over-communicate.
You don't think over-communicate can get you in trouble sometimes, huh? Well, not in the sense that you're saying it, but just in another sense.
Like if you're doing wrong?
I wouldn't say that, because, like, sometimes...
Sometimes less is more.
Less is more, yeah. Because, like, sometimes I talk too much,
mm-hmm.
and then they be like...
Shut up.
Yeah. But not talk too much, like, in a sense, but, like, I tell too much. Mm.
I guess what Black's saying is be over-affectionate more than over-communicate.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, to me, is did y'all watch Kevin Hart last special? I know people didn't like him, but did you watch
it? Yeah, I did.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't make it all the way through.
Yeah, but you fall asleep on anything.
I didn't fall asleep, I just turned it off.
But I also say over-communicate, too, because I feel like at times, like, as men, we hold a lot of stuff in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might look at something that our spouses may do and just be like, you know what? Yes, that shit is annoying, but I'm not gonna say anything.
You know, you square up.
lose. I got my money on her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whole paycheck.
I wouldn't beat her. I don't beat women.
Shut up, Justin.
I mean, y'all two women though. you the woman.
You disrespectful.
I FaceTimed you the other day. She answered the phone. Hello. Yeah, big as shit. I said, who is this nigga? Like, why is Nipsey Hussle answering the phone? Like, I ain't know what the fuck going on.
But I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, we hold shit back. You know what I mean? We hold things back, and it tends to just build. You know what I mean? And then we end up exploding about the microwave being left open. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah. So, I know y'all situation. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking this is because it's been going. So, like, do you feel like y'all rushed into y'all's relationship? Do any of y'all feel like y'all rushed into anything y'all in? I know you didn't, because it took you 16 years before you finally said, you know what, I like you. I think it's going to work. I was there. Like, but you know what I'm saying? But you don't feel like you rushed.
I don't think I rushed into the relationship.
Let's flip this. Because he knows. Do you feel like you rush in the air? Like, you just told the story of you dry humping the joint. And you like the
joint. Dry humping him.
Yeah. With the strap. Whatever.
I don't, the thing is, I don't rush into things.
But you be liking girls real fast.
You think I like them?
You just said it. Like,
Do you really think I like them?
Oh, here we go. So you like the girl you talk to now?
Yeah. I do. But but it's obviously on some shit like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, it's. I
it's more of your interested than
I'm very mind. Interested to see where it goes. And that's the thing. I go into every situation. I don't go into the situation unless I want to get to know them or at least like them. People think men just fucking leave. I mean, some men do. I don't do that, though. I actually go into
every... He's going to fucking come back.
I'll fucking come back.
He's going to take your ass on a ride.
Saddle up.
You know what I mean? Like he going to need you by 3-6 months, goddamn. Yeah.
It's going to be an experience.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I go into every situation. Like, bro, I'm about to be 32 years old.
It just wasn't the right time for me.
So
we dealt with each other.
Right. But probably the first 4 weeks, I'm like, this ain't it. You know what I mean? And
you just keep catching the neck until she stopped coming over.
You say it's four weeks.
Usually within a month, you're like, nah, this ain't it.
Okay.
Some of them do drag out a little longer. Some don't drag to that far. But because usually, like,
some you've been dragging for years.
We gonna edit that out.
Nah, that's fine. But rushing it, because like the thing is, you don't need society or your age or things like that to realize, like, to think you need to do something. Mm-hmm. Y'all went to a wedding the other weekend, and I bet
white grape.
Well, but y'all went to a wedding the other week, right? I'm willing to bet 70 to 80% of those females in that wedding felt like them being there is, that was like a precursor to say, I need to get my shit together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They probably take 14 niggas in their phone and they're like, what you doing?
You should have seen when they threw the bouquet, it turned into Royal Rumble in there.
And I know the size of it. It was some linemen in there. You hear me?
Like, yeah, we getting canceled. But, flagged for inappropriate language.
People think, especially this age of social media, you gotta rush everything. No, you don't have to be like everybody else. Be yourself.
Yeah.
If you find somebody who wanna just fuck you, do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest. Like, if you find a situation with somebody like, you know what, I really don't want any strings attached, I wanna fuck, you know, and
the thing is, everything isn't for everybody.
Right. Right. If you can't do that, that's fine. Yeah. Fuck that person twice and say, look, this ain't for me, and then go on about your business.
At least twice.
Yeah. You gotta make sure you can't do it. The second time, like, But that's what I'm saying. Like, people, stop letting social media, like, dictate how your life should go.
I agree.
Definitely. Because I don't care. If I get that $600 STEMI, I'm gonna take it.
So,
where we at? I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said
how much? $600.
Well, now, Trump said he trying to give us $2,000.
When he said that?
Today. He said he's not going to sign it unless they up at the $2,000. He just want to try staying off of
it. Yeah, I do think the election was fraudulent.
We need a recount.
Hey, two bands divided by 40 is 50.
Oh, you ready to spend 50 times, huh?
Boy, y'all crazy.
You a fool.
Trump was sore loser, man.
He is.
That's your man, though.
And a worse winner.
I work for him.
You work for him, yeah. I just wanted you to say you did.
First to 15th, baby.
Are you by monthly?
Yeah.
You appear.
You by sexual.
Exactly. You say you got his beard hung up. Put your broom ass, nigga. But nah. Rest in peace, though.
I do look like a... I don't know. I just be like, that's how the pad be.
Yeah, you a freak.
That's how the pad be looped around.
You a freak.
Stuck.
They call them bitches stay free.
Always.
25 hour protection.
Hey, look, there's been a lot that happened since the last time we recorded.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
Well, that bitch said, we did it, Joe. We did it.
We did it. Bro, you see all the Secret Service folks in the background, though.
Background of what?
Like, in the video of which she said that. Like,
yeah, she looked like she was out for exercise.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Come on.
So you telling me when the president won't go for a run, the Secret Service needs to have to run with him?
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Or you day in the car riding beside him?
Taxpayers, man.
How much you think they make?
That's the Secret Service?
Six weeks.
They're clearing 6 figures.
Yeah. And
Joe barely clearing 6 figures.
But the fact that they live in D.C. as well, man, they got to pay them to be able to, you know what I mean? They can't be living in Southeast D.C.
in a dormitory.
Talking about they going to the Curriat. Yeah, I'm at the Curriat. Got the wings of the Mambo sauce.
They're living in the projects in P.G. County.
Yeah,
I had a fish sandwich last night from Scrimp Shack, matter of fact. That shit slap.
Was it like a black Scrimp Shack? Because the one I went to in Holly Springs was not a black
The one over here in Durham.
It's a black.
It's the hood in there.
I like that.
It's the hood in there. Like, you trying to pay for your food and the fly won't stop fucking with you. You know what I mean?
all black restaurants, I need the sanitation rating to be under 90.
Yeah, for sure.
He's in between 88. And
94. Nah, I'm
92. Somewhere like 84 and 92. I take it. It got to be a B.
Look, if I'm
I ain't never seen a Waffle House in the 90s.
Look,
I have. I had, that was horrible.
Let me tell you something. Like
the highest one I seen was 88.
And that joint slapped.
It was good.
I just need you to have rats behind the establishment.
Not in it.
Behind.
They eat all the trash. All the trash.
And if the seats got splits, like if the leather cracking,
yeah,
and folk been wearing these chairs out, yeah,
that's the restaurant.
I'm in. Yeah. Backyard Barbecue, Highway 55 in Durham. The most random place ever. Well, I ain't taste, man. Let me tell you something.
They got barbecue in there?
The barbecue.
Yeah, I already know that
shit slap.
I need to taste that.
Yeah.
Everything in Raleigh gotta be nice. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I think I wanna go to a cookout before you. Where what's that shit called? Jay Alexander? Fuck that. That I go to cookout right now. Hang on, hold you. I go, huh?
That shit good as fuck.
Man, I feel like it's plain.
You know Black Bougie.
Yeah, he bougie as fuck. He brought Auburn Miss here.
Yeah. That goes to show you I'm not bougie.
Yeah. Nah, that nigga brought, he's like, I'm drinking wine tonight, fellas. You got wine glasses? Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, my man got
this. What's this? 1773, what?
Margot.
Yeah.
What? It's a silent T in it somewhere. Yeah,
we popped the cork on some new Pinot Gris.
You're not even smart enough to buy shit like this. Why do you buy shit like this? You know how you just pronounce that? That's not how you
pronounce it.
What I pronounce?
What he say?
Peter Mertes.
I'm willing to bet it's Mertes.
Shit. Peter, nigga.
Pater. I told you, right? Hey. You're not the one. when you brought that Scotch here like a few months ago.
That basil.
No, that we not even gonna talk about that nasty shit. The shit, the cover bun. Yeah.
That damn Justin been using it in the fry, daddy.
These whiskey wings.
Look, I'm what is going on? Yeah, right,
shit. Hey, look, why you put oil in the air fryer, bro? This nigga Justin had the podcast equipment plugged up for the last 3 months. We ain't recording that in that episode. Microphone's warm as a bitch. I was like, what is going on?
Can we talk about COVID for a little bit, though?
COVID? That's
still around, man.
See, that's that attitude. While we going through the shit we going through.
Hey, look, so your birthday in March. And then
September.
Okay, so May, September, November. I don't think none of us gonna be able to enjoy our birthdays this upcoming.
We already didn't this year.
Yeah. I would tell y'all a COVID joke, but you probably wouldn't get it.
I'm
going to
punch you in
the
shit.
Go ahead and tell her.
You didn't get it?
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
Oh, man.
Who's lower, him or Tommy? Or him? Tommy say big words, and he get to jump over y'all, too. I don't know if you know what he means. His pants is big. You saw that video? Yeah. Like, he talking about something, he a better bowler. Yeah, your pants give you ergonomics and throw the ball different.
Oh, my God. Get that wind behind
you. Yeah.
That draft.
I ain't gonna lie. My pants big.
I mean, they say he lost 60 pounds, though.
See, yeah, he talking about he used to look like a meatball with feet. I died last. I'm like, yep, true. You look just like the thing of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Yeah, like, anyway. Yeah, COVID cool. Like, it's cool.
Say COVID cool.
COVID cool because I can stay in the house, bro.
Hey.
I do. I love staying in the house. There's
still places that don't care. Atlanta, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas.
Them southern white states, bro. Yeah, one of Trump one.
I don't know. I don't think Atlanta ever shut down.
Nope.
Nah, bro. I know motherfuckers from here. Go there. Be in the club, no mask on. Ain't no fucking way they ain't got COVID twice. Talking about the antibodies.
Speaking of which.
Can't breathe the next day.
Yeah.
The vaccine. They got the vaccine. It's out now, right?
Yeah. It's two of them out.
I ain't taking
it. Pfizer put one out, and what was the other company?
Moderna or something. Yeah, like, something like
Trojan.
That. I think Moderna, theirs is for ages 18 and up, and then Pfizer is 16 and up. So they still don't have nothing for babies or kids. So
you taking it? You see.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fact.
Oh yeah, so we still on the same shit from 61.
No, that's a little different. It's a little different. We just can't say nothing about gays this year.
gays and women. Yeah.
So they got more power than babies and toddlers.
No. It's just gonna be a little bit more observant of their families.
Oh, the babies?
No, I'm saying because white gay men are at the top of every totem pole. Have you ever noticed that?
But they're I didn't even think about it.
I'm away. Because white men run the world.
Facts.
And then we're not getting it because yeah, we
can't
change.
Yeah, we can. Right.
I had this problem at work. So.
Are you going to take the vaccine? Either one of them?
I probably have to at some point. Not willingly. Maybe not within the next 3 months, 3-4 months, but I believe at some point they're going to make us take that. Just like they make us take the flu shot every year.
You a Tuskegee Air. They go test you out.
That's funny. That's funny, but fucked up at the same time. They really did an experiment on them niggas.
Yeah. Hey, look.
They gave them niggas syphilis and gave them a sugar pill.
Yeah.
They go and they just gonna put water in y'all or some shit. I don't know.
You gonna take
crazy.
It?
Yeah, if it's free. They gotta pay for it. Fuck them niggas.
You gonna take it?
So it's almost like when the new phones come out.
Yes, you hear everybody else.
Yeah, you kind of wait a little bit, let them work the kinks out. Because I seen, like, three of the niggas that were the guinea pigs, like, now their jaws lean to the left.
And they break that shit.
Yeah,
and
they break
that
Guinea pigs for what?
The vaccine. And, like, you know, like half of their face dead.
Oh, nah, yeah, I didn't see
you that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, sure they ain't being funny?
No.
They just got a little lockjaw.
No.
I seen him having one night drinking daily on. But I
want to see it get. Yeah. Let me see what happened over the next 6 months.
Just like the PlayStation. I ain't getting it to like.
Yeah, I don't know if niggas capping like Dr. Fauci and all them going. Mike Pence. The same niggas that were against, like, don't even think COVID exists. Now they're on national TV.
You said Dr. Fauci?
Dr. Fauci took it.
No, I thought you were saying he didn't.
I was talking about Mike Pence and the rest of them.
You can't put that on.
The rest of them.
He been trying to tell
conservative niggas. Yeah. But like, Mike Pence went on national TV and got the shot.
I bet Trump made him do that.
I feel like, Trump ain't did it yet, has he? Or did he do it?
You know, he said don't wear a mask where he go. And he got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got the antibodies now. He good.
You sound like James Harden. That dumb ass nigga.
He don't give a damn.
Is that what he said?
Well, you know, he keep getting in trouble.
Yeah, for, like, violating the NBA rules.
He trying to get out of
Houston.
But the thing is, bro, this ain't Houston shit you fucking with. You're fucking with the NBA. The NBA is pissed off at you. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like, I get it. Lil Baby cool. But you really want, like...
So, are they in the bubble now? How are they doing?
They're traveling.
They traveling.
So, they...
You got niggas. Them niggas in Houston, you think they gonna really not act up?
So what?
John Wall.
What's baffling to me about this whole thing is, apparently, the stage of COVID right now is worse than the worst point a few months ago.
Because right now we're in flu season.
However, like, it's business as usual.
It's because people don't care.
It's business. It's fucking usual. It's like, bruh, like, I'm hearing more and more people getting the coronavirus day after day after day.
As Americans, man, we are weird. We are weird. Like, I seen when the COVID first jumped off, I was in Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany literally locked down the entire country. Like, bars were closed, nightclubs closed, restaurants closed, gyms closed. Like, we never did any of that truly. We never shut down no McDonald's you know what I mean? We never did any of that. When I tell you, Germany like shut down, like they had real, when they shut down, people started saying, okay, well, the clubs, bars, and stuff are closed. We're going to start having house parties or whatnot. They got a hint of that. The police are out there got a hint of that. And what they started doing was, okay, if we catch, more than 3 people in the household that don't belong to that household, each person is going to get a 10,000 euro fine, and the owner of that home is going to get a 25,000 euro fine, which probably equal to about $32,000.
Equates
to $32,000 of American dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
If not saying that I don't see America ever doing anything like that.
No.
But what I'm saying is, like, these other countries actually took it serious, mm-hmm. and they're in a way better state than we are in now.
What country announced the other day that they're 100% COVID free? There was a country like either Rono earlier Rapids. This week or last week. They don't want no fucking mask. Yo, yeah. Them fucking Mexicans, they have absolutely no fucking regards, bro. Like, as far as this whole COVID shit.
I don't know
if I had to tell y'all, I almost beat one of them up 3 weeks ago.
Hey, where?
It might have been 4 weeks ago. At the gas station.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro.
On your back?
Yeah, nigga was right behind me, bro. Like, move the fuck. I looked back. I said, yo, you gonna have to back up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, one, it's early as shit in the morning. I'm already irritated.
Breath thing.
And you right up on my shit, bro. Move the fuck back.
Yeah.
Yeah, go and play about this.
Yeah, and then he hit me with a little study, you know, and just kind of scooted back a little bit. But why did I have to tell you that? Secondly, yeah. One, you don't want to put your mask on, but you want to be right up on people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Like, people be having an attitude with me at work. I'm like, bro, this shit been going on for 10 months. So why is it that I have to keep reiterating this stuff to you? You know what I mean? People come in like with no mask on. I'm like, bro, do y'all have any? Why don't you have any right now? Why'd you come out in the house without one?
I keep at least 3 in the car.
Yeah, I got a pack of disposables, and then I got like 2 in my pockets at all times, you know what I mean?
I got a whole bag up. I know the food line probably gave you, I'm sorry, your job probably gave you like 40,000 though.
Yeah, I got about 1,000.
Yeah. And people probably still walk up in your shit. I know people walk up in your shit without
me. Y'all got a little associate at the front door.
It's actually less than 5% of the people coming there without masks.
Y'all can't stop them.
I can't stop them. I lie to you not.
This is probably medical shit. Yeah.
This is probably about a month ago. Me and Kariba and I was going to look at furniture. And I don't even care. I'm going to put this furniture store name out.
Ashley's.
Nope. Rooms to go. We was in Rooms to Go. And I know for a fact it was at least 20 people, customers, in there. Every worker in there had a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Kariba and I had our mask on. We walking through. And at first, we just looking at furniture. Then we started noticing, okay, this couple don't have a mask on. That person over there don't have a mask on. That person. I started counting. Out of the 20 people that were in there, outside of Kariba and I, it was probably about, I think it was like 14 people in there that did not have a mask on. And the workers in there, of course, they're not going to say anything to them because all they care about is making a sale.
Crazy. I'll tell the motherfucker real quick. I don't care if they come in and bring a whole family over. Go put your fucking mask on.
Yeah, you would.
You bitch ass nigga. The
good news is for us, we still got our office closed. Like, you get to the front, it says stop, call the number, we'll come out to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, to eliminate that fucking conversation, and by coming in.
Yeah. I don't get that luxury. Hey, you need a mask? They say no. Go on in.
That shit wild. Cause like now
you can't even deny the entry.
I don't like that because you don't know.
I hate it.
Cause like, the thing is, crazy. The good thing, like I can say, the good thing is y'all have such a lot bigger.
We got a lot of space. Yeah. You know?
So for us, I don't play that shit because it's a little space. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you're coming into
a kiosk.
Don't everybody been in that store but you. It's a store. It's smaller than the Verizon I worked at.
I do need to come check you out. Buy a charger for me or something.
Nah, switch.
Nah.
Alright, I'm telling you. But no, but the issue is like we're in that small space. We have them little glass things, but like COVID gonna jump over there.
I can see folks moving that joint to the side.
No, motherfucker come around and it made me so mad. I'm like, bro, you don't see this here for a reason?
The one time I was there, the dude was standing like right up on you. I'm like,
this motherfucker had a mask and a shield on. Still kept, I'm like, bro, get the fuck away from me, bro. Like, bro, like, I can't stand this shit. I'm like, bro, this has been going on way too long for us to have to keep explaining this shit. Yeah. It was like, and one dude, was, I know one time to me was like, you really scared of that? You not? It's all made up. He's a white guy.
Millions of people have died.
I can't wait till his auntie dies something. No, what I mean by that is, a lot of these people need to experience it gotta firsthand.
It gotta hit home.
It gotta hit home for them to take it serious. Until it hit home, damn.
Maybe say his again. Maybe his auntie gets sick.
You could have worded that a lot better.
Fuck him.
How would his auntie do though?
No, it's him. Like he deserves some shit like that because he people who don't take this shit serious when shit happen to them don't come on Facebook prayers. No.
GoFundMe.
No.
I do need a reason to start a GoFundMe. Just to see what happens.
You want
to
get COVID here at GoFundMe?
Something.
But you get what I'm saying? You know what? What
you say? I put the bot across your head.
What'd you say?
Said lipo. No.
It wasn't even that funny.
Niggas are donate.
Yeah.
That couch got a deal.
Yeah.
And sleep is nice. Either way. Hopefully COVID going by like homecoming the next year. I miss my friends.
I was gonna say January 1st.
It ain't.
I wish.
At this rate.
I say maybe 2022.
Yeah. I think even after 2022, it'll still be a few folks walking around with
me. Now I'm to the point where I can't even. I watch TV and be like, where they mask at? And it be shit from 2004. You know what I mean? Like, where they mask at, bro? That shit wild to me. You're just so used to it now.
Yeah.
I ain't know they had different wrestling. This is ECW. That shit crazy.
But nah, man.
Oh, damn. I thought we'd been up this motherfucker for like an hour.
And me too.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's 2020, man. End of 2020.
End of 2020.
Bro, this flew by.
You did.
You were gone for 5 months, and it seemed like you've been here this whole time. Yeah. Are we all still friends? Because I ain't see y'all without this. Fuck y'all, by the way.
No, we seen each other Thanksgiving.
Yeah, only because y'all don't go see y'all families. Y'all don't care. Y'all give up about it. You wanted to eat.
Yeah, I won't try to eat prior to,
cause
I know I ain't pressed. He probably gonna use it Friday.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. He was a Friday and Saturday.
He would deep fry ribs. Okay,
you know what?
This invite me over.
I should have tried it.
I seen it, but
don't fuck your ribs up trying shit.
Nah, I mean, shit.
Because if you try to fuck them up.
You know what?
You do perfect ribs already.
You might be on to something.
Deep fried ribs.
You said you. I suggested that. Fuck you.
I'm saying you isn't you.
I thought you were talking.
He was looking at you.
I thought you were looking at Bear Bryant over there.
Good, MJ?
Yeah.
He's scratching.
he playing with a dick. Y'all crazy. That wine did it to you. Huh?
Hey, how was your 2020, bro?
Excellent.
It was excellent.
I had a good 2020.
You about to
move
in this house?
About to finally got off pump three is just
yeah, they moved. They done parked this motherfucking house.
Parked my junk.
They done sat the pipes. They done covered them around.
And they let them stop past ample storage first.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put your bed in here.
Say they backed that bitch in the cul-de-sac. Oh, y'all crazy.
Yeah, man, I had a good 2020, though.
That's good, man. That's good. You promoted twice in 1 year? Mm-hmm. That's dope. Good shit. You got promoted in this, too.
In what? In this?
Yeah, we let you talk more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Boys used to tell me, hey, man, just interject here and there so we know you still.
Nobody told you that.
He did. See, look at you.
It was before he became a permanent member.
You're a dick.
Yeah. I'm like that with everybody. Like, don't come up here trying to take my shine.
But, yeah, 2020, good year. Derek, you had a good 2020
year. Yeah, it was a good year. I came home from a deployment that I didn't know when I was coming home. Bought a house. Still waiting for it to be finished.
Keep
adding
on, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's
about 420 grand. That's it.
Got number two on the way. Congrats.
Bruh, your house started at 2,200 square feet. Now it's up to 29. What are you doing?
Ain't no 29, boy. He's added two bedrooms.
Added two more bedrooms for the two kids.
Somebody said Blake was at the gender reveal and hit the fireworks and some blue smoke popped out.
I don't know what gender reveal y'all talking about.
Niggas said doing gender reveals. Like, stop. 2021 is not doing gender reveals.
Gender reveals are scams.
Yeah.
You just want two gifts. Yeah. Like weddings.
No, he might help. Hey, he might have a
he on the song.
Yeah. Weddings. I got to bring a gift to this motherfucker.
Weddings a scam.
Yeah. Just go to that. Cause you get the license before the wedding. You already married.
JLP.
Yeah, you already married.
Spend that money on something else.
Not WAP, but JOP.
Just not me.
You mean WAP?
I mean WAP. I was just wondering. Have we talked since he got a promotion? Look at his hat. Look at his hat. He promoted.
Crew leader.
Yeah.
They call the boy Spark Plug.
I'm glad.
He get one a year.
Hey, let me get this one.
Yeah, I like that.
That nigga own a shop now.
$90K.
Shit.
Plus.
I wish.
Plus.
Commission.
I wish.
And bonuses.
And
monthly.
They'll get, he black. He the lowest paid one.
You work at Enterprise.
No, fuck, I don't.
I know they used to work at Enterprise. Used to.
Oh, man. What is it? He rented a car, ain't bring it back. He's still looking for that motherfucker. No, but I ain't had, all things being considered, I didn't have too shabby of a 2020.
Okay.
You know, had his highs, had his lows. I mean, I took a pay cut this year, again, amidst all that's went on. But I also got promoted. I mean, it's been a fucked up but a good year.
Okay.
You know,
you had to live different.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely. You know,
the 1.5 gallons.
I stopped buying that a long time ago.
We can't drink that much no more. 1.5 gallons
lasts. A fifth lasts as
3 episodes.
Yeah.
That's from Thanksgiving.
Now, I bought this last week, and me and him ain't drank out of this tonight. So, this is all, yeah.
Me and Justin, like, we used to look back at how much money we was fucking spending on liquor, bro. It was an insane.
That's a 0.5 gallon Friday and Saturday.
It was an insane fucking amount, bro.
You're talking about at least 180 every week.
And then we going out.
Yeah.
And then depending on where you go out to.
We didn't smarten up until we got the more expensive apartment.
Mm-hmm.
When we got the more expensive apartment, we started doing 1.5 gallon a weekend, and then we would drink a lot more before we would go out. But the thing was, where we stayed at in Briar Creek, you couldn't really get to nowhere without a trip. You know what I mean? So we was like, you know, then we was like, fuck it, we not buying drinks. We just going to start going to the GOAT now.
Yeah.
That's when we really got on the GOAT.
R.I.P. the GOAT, man.
Are they, like, shut down for good?
I mean, they can't have people over there. I don't know. They the reason I say
it should be is because of everything.
I saw something. I think it was an article online that said that they're going to start allowing restaurants to
take out
alcohol.
Yep.
Would you really go buy a Henny and Red Bull from something?
It's going to be $44. I mean,
like, if I was ordering from like say I was going to driving, bro. Right. But
that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Say if I was ordering out Outback or whatnot.
Yeah, I get what you.
You know what I mean? And I just say, you know, with my steak, I want. And hit Jack Daniels a Coke or something. I can get that now.
But see, if you order Chili's, you can get that right now. Okay. You could have got that before he even announced that shit, though.
Okay.
I didn't know the DoorDash driver taking a sip of your shit.
Yeah. I think it comes separate, though. So, like, they give you, like, a little bottle or something. And
okay.
Because Gustavo drank my shit. Because they names never regular.
No.
Yeah. I ordered food at work the other day, and the nigga called me, and I ain't understand shit. Like, he was African as fuck, bro. Like, I ain't no see no kind of Macalisa. I'm like, bro, what?
I call you Chad Dick.
No. He said, hello. I'm going to call you driver. He said, a green, what's this? Corolla. Yeah. I
was like, he asked you what his car was.
Yeah. I was like, man, bring your funky ass home. Time to deal with your bullshit. And then nigga pulled up, rolled his window down, man. He rolled the window down, handed me the drink, and said, have a good day. I said, nigga, what the fuck? He said, oh. I'm gonna punch him in the shit, bro.
I just knew you were getting away, bro.
Them Africans are scammers, man. I'm telling you.
He called a man funky. They be stank.
I don't know how I can't keep dating Africans.
Yeah, because they sell cars. And they dick be. Yeah. Dicks be 18, what? Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah. Is she watching?
Throw baby, nah.
Man.
Song of the year?
Song of the year.
Body, yada, yada, yada. No, I'm messing with you.
Please, dog. I can see you on TikTok right now.
Yeah, I seen you on TikTok.
Yeah, you seen me on TikTok.
I thought y'all do got a TikTok. Family TikTok.
God damn TikTok.
You got a little angry right there.
Got a damn TikTok.
I swear to God, if I see Blake dancing on the internet, I'm going to fuck you up.
Nah, you ain't got to worry about that with me.
If I see her sway a hip, I'm...
I'm pluck her at. But, song of the year? Probably that pro-black song that Lil Baby did.
Bigger Picture?
Bigger Picture.
That's deep.
Yeah, maybe. That's the first thing that came to mind.
50 Cent dropped anything this year?
Look. Cam dropped the album.
Good, Cam running.
But for me, it was...
I don't got a song of the year.
Big Sean, Deeper Reverence.
This Christmas.
Could you really count that, though? Do you think that'd be song of the year?
Nah, because...
That's not even a song of his album.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not like it's played on radio, neither.
Right.
Bigger Picture was. Yeah, probably go with Bigger Picture.
What about you, man?
I don't got a song.
I know you don't listen to song of the year. You listen to NPR.
AM radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that new song that's out kind of wavy too, Nip, though. What's the dude name? The Muslim dude. It be rapping like a pimp.
Kimi Casanova.
Kimi Casanova.
That nigga hot, bro.
He said he a
fat nigga on a step in a fraternity.
Fat nigga in a fraternity.
I'm a big stepper. I said Chad would love this.
He smiled a little bit.
Yeah, that's hot, right? Yeah, I'll play it once we get off this.
That nigga say
that shit been out for a while.
All you rock is designer. Bitches throw pussy at me.
All I rock is vaginas. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that shit fire.
He said his name Casanova.
Kimi
Casanova. I showed it to you.
Kimi. He cut hair.
He had a razor blade.
He did.
I'm going to say Rockstar about the baby. No. No, actually, you know, my favorite song is The Woo.
The Box could be talked about for the song of the year.
Would you not get that for 2019, though?
When did the album come out?
2019, but it was like December 2019.
Okay. The Woo,
yeah, it's gonna be by the time they start doing these countings.
Yeah, to me, The Woo was like, because I still listen to The Woo like it's new.
I told you,
50 Cent.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people slept on that K Camp album though, man.
We did,
yeah, that album fire, bro.
Shit, we paid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, little baby, as we paid.
Yeah,
I mean, he's on it though. I mean, he got a little credit.
That's his song.
Yeah. That is his song.
Yep. Yeah. It's just 42 Doug kind of took it over. Yeah, he's not. Like
when did What You Call It came out this year too? Didn't it? The movie Slim Queen of Slim.
No, that was last year.
Why you move?
Yeah.
Okay. Movie. Nah, and the only reason why I asked is
Catch the Sun
was on his album, which came out in 2020, so I couldn't remember. But
now Worst movie of 2020.
What?
Worst movie?
I thought it was 2019.
Either way, it's trash.
Yeah.
It's very trash. Fuck Queen's Live. Dumbest fucking movie ever.
Let's go. Make it stay there. What you kill a man for?
You a lawyer.
Yeah. You don't know nothing.
You ain't here when like that came out. We couldn't even talk to you about it. We talked about it? We talked about it for like 45 minutes that episode.
You watched it.
Yeah. I was seeing it while I was in Germany. Mm.
Who you watching with?
Biggie, y'all, like you had to watch the subtitles or you seen the English joint?
Nah, it was English.
You sure?
Yeah.
I can see terrible. I can see the argument when he get home. But now did you like it?
I actually saw it twice because when I came back home in December.
Yeah, watch it again like it was your first time.
No, when you came there, like
that's a Justin move. Yeah.
You told him when he was in Germany, you were waiting to watch it.
Yeah, that's a Justin move.
Justin got two moves. All right?
Justin went to the State Fair 6 times last year.
He spent $6.
I went
boy cheap.
I went once, and then she got mad at me because I didn't say who I went with on the podcast that one time.
I remember that.
She looked
at me.
Is that Chris Jericho?
No, he was in the first show.
Hey, look.
Ain't the Undertaker dead?
He was tired.
Oh, that's what it was. Niggas been dying lately, though.
Yeah.
Every week, every day.
Rest in peace, King Von.
Yeah. Did Rondo Kwando ever do his show?
Can't.
That nigga can't. They probably got a Chicago nigga posted in every state.
He can't. Dirk bought out the nigga. 33 tickets he had at one spot.
33 tickets.
Yeah.
Dirk had a good rise this year.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
The new, I like new Dirk.
You should thank Drake.
Yeah.
Like he did the complete opposite Gucci did, but I still like Gucci.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that versus battle.
Gucci lost bad.
He did.
How? But he didn't lose bad. He lost.
I want to play my new shit.
What you have?
I had like 14-6.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When he played The Truth in the very beginning, I was like, oh, this shit is over.
I was like, yeah. I said, oh, he wild.
But then he started playing the shit that he got with Bruno Mars, and I was like,
play some of my new shit. Come on, man. Because I ain't gonna be in here. I can't do no street shit. Boy, shut the fuck up.
He was talking like he just had a stroke.
Yeah. Right. Smoking a poogaloop, not.
Smoking a poogaloop. Been Gucci, though. Like,
I didn't think that was him, though.
He talked like he's sick. You remember people Gucci saying he was a clone?
Yeah.
I kind of believe
Gucci that. Gucci said, my outfit cost $10,000. What yours cost?
And they had a leather BMW basketball jersey.
I tell you what. One thing for sure, two things for certain. I don't know what you said out there.
Yeah, I tell you what. Come on, book a load tonight. I tell you what. Yeah.
She said, nigga, I want half Atlanta, nigga. All this, I own this.
Yeah. People started pulling up the real estate records.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna put everything in my name. The fuck, this nigga was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Ain't no better.
Yeah.
How many drug dealers you know own buildings in their name?
Shit, they don't even own apartments.
You just want niggas get the Rico.
They got no cars. Yeah. They got nothing.
Yeah. You want niggas get the Rico.
Speaking of Rico.
Rest in peace, Casanova. You're done, son. You done, Big Teeth.
He can get Method Man as his lawyer.
You think he was still out there in the streets and shit, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like niggas that can't rap being on this shit.
They got
like, you know, bro.
So E-40 definitely out there.
No.
Bruh,
you know what's crazy? I seen they still had 207,000 views. Yeah,
it's a lot of people in California.
It's a lot of California. It's just what biggest state, ain't it?
Yeah.
I just knew it was gonna say 1.2K.
Tell me when to go.
That's the only thing on fire.
No,
I ain't got dreads. He said I ain't got nothing. I plan on going some. But like Like, you got thug.
So, if I ask you who won, nobody has a definite answer.
I don't know. I
somebody said too short.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why you gotta say it like short?
But you know, what's that little boy named the rainbow hair?
Tekashi.
When he was giving his statement, he was talking all. He was talking about Casanova then, too.
Oh, word?
Yeah, yeah, that's the same thing. Talking about Casanova, Jim Jones, all of them.
Jim Jones, Cardi, all them shits.
Wow.
Yeah, see? Like, I wasn't surprised because I thought, bro, been told on him. So, but they just had to find, they had to, like, because it was like a few murders that went down and then they had to pin it on him. So.
Yeah, he done.
He done, man. I know, but he do got Jay-Z backing him, so he might get out. You know, he a rock nation.
Yep. So. That's crazy, man.
Any nigga with big teeth that can't rap. Consequences, not in
Oh man.
She looks strong.
Yeah, I fuck.
Take us out, Jesus.
One of y'all said some deep shit earlier.
It was you.
Was it me? What did I say?
Probably was.
You said don't let your happiness go in.
Nah, before the episode.
Before the episode started, it was MJ. He said, under promise and over deliver.
Yep. That's it.
That's what it was.
That's it.
You sound like Ray Gibbs. You remember at the end? He was like, now you had said. But no, that's true though, that's because I've been telling women my dick small for the last 10 years. And I give them average dick, and they think it's the best thing in the world. They still leave me though.
They say, "Oh, it ain't that bad."
Yeah. Whole time my dick a bullet.
Hey, look, man. Merry Christmas to you, ho ass niggas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
So, Kwanzaa.
Yeah, whatever. Allahu Akbar.
Be safe.
Good night.